Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Podcast with Scott Mann. In this episode, I want to examine the cost of a permaculture design course, which you'll hear me abbreviate as PDC, and show that, compared to other forms of education, the cost is quite reasonable. Before I begin, I would like to thank Clinton Whitney, Evan Fannin, and Tony Merlin for their recent donations to the show. This podcast is 100% listener-supported at this time, and I'd like to keep it that way. Find out more about how to help the show by going to thepermaculturepodcast.com/support. There you can make a donation and find out about other non-financial ways to help me grow and expand the show. After listening to this episode, if you have any questions, call the voicemail line 717-827-6266 or email me show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. I'd also like to thank Toby Howell for getting my mind started with this idea and getting me to turn it into an episode. Toby and I had an ongoing conversation via Twitter, where I was answering some of his questions, and also learned about his concern about the price of a PDC. The first set of notes that I worked out for this topic included a bunch of facts and figures as I fell into my normal path of wanting to break everything down into this nice order of how much tuition is collected in a particular dollar figure, what is spent where, and so on, but didn't like how that worked out. It kind of became too technical and numbers focused. So this is the other side of that, stripping out all that specific math and looking to a more general answer for the class costs as related to tuition, the amount of time a teacher spends developing their curriculum, and wrapping up whether or not the cost of a PDC is worth it. I do reference my teacher training often in this because we openly discussed many of these figures, as that course was both how to improve as instructors and also how to handle the logistics of presenting a full PDC. My frame of reference at that time, and copious notes from that experience, also provide a clearer picture of what went into developing that course. Also, my PDC took place for a few days a month over 7 months, compared to the teacher training, which was more indicative of a PDC intensive, even though my time there was only 1 week. If you've priced a permaculture design course in the United States, they usually run in the $1,000 to $2,000 range, with the average right there in the middle of around $1,500 for a 2-week on-site intensive. The lower cost is usually for a weekend course like the PDC that I took that's going to be spread out over several months, where everyone commutes to the site, usually bringing your own food and you're not staying nearby. And the higher end is for more expensive or exotic locations. Comparing a PDC to a college course, this price range is around what you would expect to pay for about 6 credit hours of instruction at a community college or publicly funded state school. And that cost comparison seems about right because of the amount of time that you spend on instruction and homework. For 6 credit hours of college courses, you'll spend around 6 hours of classroom time per week over a 13-week semester for a total of about 80 hours in classroom instruction, plus another 80 to 240 hours outside of the classroom on homework and other assignments. When you compare that to a PDC, which is going to be at least 72 hours, and they're now commonly longer than that, and I can say that I spent around 250 hours outside of the PDC working on my homework assignments and the final design project, so they're fairly comparable. Plus, that college price doesn't include housing or food, which is included for many of the intensive PDCs, further adding to the value. One thing to remember, though, for these costs is that a PDC is not subsidized in any way. There are no tax breaks, government funds, grants, or loans that can be used to cover any funding gaps or to pay for the administrative staff that a college or university has that can handle a lot of the other incidentals like registering for courses, handling payment, or anything like that. For many permaculture teachers, they and their team are handling all of the course instruction and other tasks related to setting up the class. So that means the tuition paid towards a PDC truly goes to cover the full cost of the class. In addition to providing some pay for the instructors, funds paid by students also cover the overhead, such as insurance, renting the site location, taxes, advertising, any professional fees like a lawyer or an accountant, if there's a website that they're running, if any guest instructors come in and are provided with an honorarium or other payment for their time, as well as food for the class and someone to cook. I mentioned this last piece about food because during my teacher training, we talked about the cost of some of these fees, and I was surprised to learn that food, especially when covering a myriad of dietary requirements, like vegan and vegetarian, or someone such as myself who has a food allergy, and providing local wholesome ingredients, was about 25% of the price of the class. And that comes right off the top, before the class begins. Of the monies raised for tuition, upwards of 70 to 80% goes towards those costs, leaving around 20 to 30% to pay the teachers. And that can look like a fairly large amount of money, but I've only been to one class that had a single teacher. My PDC had two. My teacher training had three. If you look at PDC listings online, you'll usually see two or more primary facilitators, plus a list of guest instructors who, as mentioned, are also usually paid. But that just counts the dollar figure and doesn't include any of the prep time that goes into the course materials, though some resources exist that provide set outlines of permaculture curriculums, such as Rosemary Morrow's Earth User's Guide to Permaculture, Teacher's Notes, or the chapter-by-chapter breakdown in Mollison's Permaculture, A Designer's Manual. Every instructor ultimately chooses their focus and how to present the content. My PDC started with and focused heavily on the ethics and principles of permaculture. In a conversation with Andrew Millison during the teacher training, if my memory's correct at the moment, he chooses to start with reading and mapping the landscape. And an aside to this is an ongoing conversation among instructors about what to include in a PDC course as permaculture grows beyond its origins with Bill Mollison and his design of the curriculum and what Holmgren's included. Some courses are including more information and hours of material beyond that 72-hour core. To that end, each instructor largely develops their own curriculum and materials, which requires time. I can say unequivocally that a PDC instructor spends many, many hours getting ready for their class. During my teacher training, and reflected in my own experience for just putting together the informational episodes of this show, every hour of classroom instruction takes between 1 and 20 hours of planning, practicing, and assembling material to suit the location, audience, and other factors specific for that particular class. The 1 to 20 hour figure doesn't include the ongoing professional development necessary to stay current on permaculture trends and to teach an appropriate current class. This rather large time requirement is one of the reasons why I've been reaching out to you, my audience, lately, here in September of 2012, to see if there's an interest in an online PDC sometime in 2013. Even with all of my notes, experience, and resources, I've got several hundred hours of preparation time before I could even think about accepting the first student. And this is true for most instructors. I say that because even experienced teachers, to quote Jude Hobbs, are constantly cooking the curriculum. That is to say, they continue to sharpen their presentation skills to clarify material, cut the fat off another section to focus the content, add new in-class exercises or games to provide additional student practice, throw out parts that don't work, rewrite whole sections, and then they need to update all their handouts, slides, or other audiovisual material to match the changes. Not only does this happen in between courses generally, but also in the weeks leading up to the class as students start signing up and returning any questionnaires or intro packets. For both my PDC and teacher training, I completed a survey before the first day detailing my personal exposure and experience with permaculture. In the case of my teacher training, as each student arrived, they took 10 or 15 minutes to interview with Jude and Andrew in our first few hours on site to introduce ourselves to one another and have a conversation about our backgrounds, which ultimately influenced the material presented. Further to this question of prep time, once that's all done and you move into the class, there's a devotion of time to students during the course itself. Both sets of my permaculture instructors made themselves available more than any teacher or professor I'd experienced previously. Ben and Dylan, during my PDC, answered questions via email or through phone calls, as well as leading additional discussions during rest and lunch breaks. In the case of the teacher training, Jude, Andrew, and Rico were on and in teacher mode from the moment they joined us for breakfast until the very end of the day as the last folks wandered off to bed. Though we talked and socialized, they each easily spent 12 hours or more a day in that teacher mode, ensuring we all understood the materials. And just like with the PDC, when we weren't in the classroom necessarily, there were additional conversations going on, and we had evening sessions that ran more or less every night of the week. With this broad perspective of what goes on behind the curtain to teach a PDC, I think that the cost is reasonable, and you're paying the true cost of the class and the education that you receive in return. I know it's something that can be really hard to justify the time for and the money for compared to other life's endeavors. Many PDCs require a deposit up front and then want the rest of the tuition before you show up for class. Payment plans and other options aren't always available. That time requirement, especially with the intensives, is pretty big. Again, I know here in the United States, you got to take off work to do that, provided that your job allows you to have that kind of time, which makes it even more difficult for people who are in the middle of their career streams, maybe don't have a lot of vacation available, a lot of spare money, especially if you're starting a family, or some of the other things that happen being in Western society, especially in the United States, and some of the issues that you run into. And because of that, I was hesitant when this podcast first began to recommend everyone take a PDC, especially with the low-cost availability of permaculture books, as well as all the videos that you can watch on sites like YouTube and the other resources that you can find. But these days, I feel that if you're able, it's worth putting aside the time and money to take a PDC, and I implore anyone who is interested to do so. The information presented in the class and the hands-on practice of design make it worth it. But the experience and network opportunities with your classmates make it even more valuable. The intense cooperation that occurs during a PDC leads to long-term connections and friendships. Trust me, I'm not always a very social person, but I walked away with some good friends I'm still in touch with 2 years after the end of my PDC. And for those of you who can't necessarily take off that time to go to a two-week intensive, I'll continue to look for weekend courses and other alternatives that are available so that you have the opportunity to earn this certificate if you want to and continue to develop the free permaculture resources for this podcast so that you have another voice and another insight into the material if you're not able to go and take one anytime soon. I think that the permaculture design course experience is revolutionary, life-changing, but I also know how long it can take to get there. It took me a decade from my first exposure to permaculture and years of looking to find it. But if you're interested, keep up the search, and one day you'll find something that works for you. Does this help make sense of the cost of a PDC? If so, let me know by leaving a comment on the website or sending me an email, show@thepermaculturepodcast.com. You can also give me a call, 717-827-6266. I can't always guarantee that I'll be there to answer the phone, but if you leave a message and want me to give you a ring back so we can talk for a little bit, I'll do so. For the next episode, my guest will be Eric Tonesmeyer, author of Perennial Vegetables and co-author of Edible Forest Gardens. He and I are going to be discussing some listener questions, as well as continuing the discussion on perennial plants and their use in storing carbon. Until the next time, take care of the earth, yourself, and each other.